The name of Jesus Christ speak.
奉主耶稣圣名说话。
And today I'm going to use the message contained in the Second King chapter 11.
我们今天要用列王记下第十一章。
And in this chapter, that's give us a story that really can create great impact on us.
这一章的讯息可以对我们造成非常重要的影响。
You can see there's a battle fought, and we call it in that chapter.
我们在这一章可以看到有一场战争。
There's a coup that happened, and someone tried to take power for themselves.
有人想要篡位，然后有人想要得到这个权利。
So that is the story that's given in chapter Second King chapter 11.
那这个就是列王记下十一章讲的这个故事。
And I give you a very brief introduction, and then we can go into some in depth of the teaching we're going to study.
那我们先来用简单的介绍，然后之后用比较深入的这个教导来跟大家分享。
You look at this, chapter 11 was 1 to 3.
如果我们看列王记下十一章一到三节。
And then you may not familiar with the name of Ahaliah.
我们可能对这个亚哈谢这个名字没有那么熟悉。
Was one, yeah, Ahaliah.
第一节亚哈谢。
And they mentioned that Ahaliah, the mother of the Ahaziah, and you can see that he saw the sun.Was that, and then he rose and destroyed all the royal heirs.
这边就是亚哈谢的母亲亚他利亚见他儿子死了，就起来剿灭王室。
So this Ahaliah is a mother of the one of the Judah king.
这个亚他利亚就是这个王的母亲。
And then he mentioned that he killed all the king's sons.
这边讲到他杀了所有王的儿子。
Why he killed all the king's sons?
为什么他杀了所有王的儿子呢？
He want to take the power.
因为他想要有这个权力。
He want to sit on the throne.
他想要坐在王位上。
And to be queen.
他想要做女王。
So you can see that during that coup, and a lot of peoples were killed.
在这个篡位的过程当中，很多人都被杀。
Though that's here not really give us a specific figure.
这边没有给我们这个很准确的这个画面。
But you can see that he killed all the king's sons in order for her to reign in the land of Judah.
那为了他要这个掌管这个犹大呢，他就杀了所有王的儿子。
If you look at this chapter, that's if we don't look in into the reason why she did this.
如果我们不去了解这个为什么他要这样子做
，and also what happened before.
或者他之前是发生了什么事
？And also that's who's this Ahaliah?
那或者这个亚他利亚是谁？
因为 we don't have this kind of knowledge, we just treat it as a normal story.
如果我们没有这样的认知这就是一个平常的故事。
And then we take it as something that's someone want to take power and kill the one that's supposed to be the king.
我们就看到因为有人想要得到权力，他就把那些有可能成为王的人都杀了。
And then in this beginning of this chapter,
那在这一章的起头
，when she was killing all the king's sons,
当她在杀所有王的儿子的时候
，and then chapter two, was she mentioned a lady?
第二节讲到一个女人
，Jehosheba,
约示巴
，Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jerome.Joram.
她是约兰王的女儿。
And sister of Ahaziah.
她是亚哈谢的妹子。
I see that the king that died was killed by Jesus.
那这个亚哈谢是被耶。
Jesus, chapter 9.
耶户杀的。
And because it happened that he was there, and Jesus was anointed by God to be the king.
那当时候这个耶户是被神高为王。
And Jesus carried out the will of God.
那耶稣是神的旨意。
He went and killed all the kings.
他就去把所有的王杀了。
Because based on that, their idol idolatry.
因为他们拜偶像。
And this king that unfortunately that was there and was killed.
那这个王刚好就在那边，所以就被杀了。
Because he made an alliance with him.
因为他跟这个人就联合。
And because this thing that and then you give opportunity for her mother, his mother, and to usurp the throne. Power.
就让他这个他的母亲能够有机会能够掌权。
And you can see that this lady why that was so wicked.
我们可以看到为什么这个女人那么的邪恶呢
？We can look into some of details.
我们可以来看这个细节。
And later on that we can see this lady raised up by God, Jehoshaphat.
我们可以看到这个耶户后来
Verse 2.
第二节约兰王的
and she took courage.
他把他偷出来。
He took courage.
把他藏
He took courage.
他有这个勇气。
And then he did something that's really that's pleasing in the eyes of God.
他做了神所喜悦的事。
I will tell you why.
我们会告诉你们为什么。
And then he mentioned that he stole one of the king's sons away from among the king's sons.
他就把王的其中一个儿子偷出来。
Because at the time that they were being murdered.
因为那个时候他们都被杀。
And they hide them in one of the her bedroom maybe.
那可能就藏在其中一个卧室里。
And save this king's son.
就救了这个王的儿子。
And this king's son is called Joash.
这个王的儿子叫做约阿斯。
At the time, Joash was a baby.
那个时候，约阿斯是个婴儿。
Maybe that's a little year old. Maybe not yet reached 1 year old.
可能都还没有都还没有一岁。
But we can see that from what Shui mentioned that he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years.
可是第三节讲到这个约阿斯就跟他一起藏在殿里六年。
So later on, we can see another work of God or the servant of God get involved.
那之后我们就可以看到另外一个神的工人就加入。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Jehoiada.
耶和耶大。
And Jehoiada was the high priest at the time.
耶和耶大那个时候是大祭司。
Why did you know in partnership with the ladies Jehoshaphat?
为什么他那个时候跟亚他利亚一起呢
？How they work together that later on restore the kingdom, restore the David kingdom.
那他们如何一起工作？那我们就可以看到这个大卫的这个王国。
From what chapter 11 was 12.
在11:12.
Mentioned that, and that he was able to crown, put the crowns on Joash.
在十二节我们看到这个大祭司就把这个王冠戴在约阿斯身上。
Look at verse 2 or 12.
在十二节。
He He brought out the king's sons, put the crowns on him, and gave him the testimony. They made him kings and anointed him. They clapped their hands and said, Long live the king.
祭司领王子出来，给他戴上王冠，将律法书交给他，高他做王。众人就拍掌说，愿王万岁。
So when the evil lady was in power,
当这个很恶的女王在掌权的时候
，We can see that she, servant of God, remained loyal to God.
我们看到这个王的仆人对这个王很忠对神忠心。
Because they knew that she did wasn't right.
我们知道因为他知道这个女王所做的事是不对的。
And that not according to the will of God, not according to the law of God.
并不是依照这个神的意思。
So that's why that they choose to act out the righteousness of God.
他们就想要执行这个神的公义。
So that's why that's how they remain loyal to God.
他们就对神忠心。
Because it takes 6 years.
因为这总共有六年。
So in these 6 years, it really required patience.
这个六年就必须要有这个耐心。
Endurance.
耐心。
And also it requires strength.
需要这个力量。
And wisdom.
还有智慧。
Because at the time, this Ahaliah was the queen.
因为那个时候亚他利亚是女王。
She had all the power.
她有这个权力。
And you can say that the kingdom of God had been.
因为这个神的王国神的这个国度已经被影响。
But we know that in this power struggle, God cannot remain silent.
在这个权力的斗争当中这个神没办法静默不作。
Let us go into some details.
我们来看这个细节。
So first, who is this Ahaliah?
那首先这个亚他利亚是谁呢？
We know Ahaliah is a daughter of Ahab and also Jezebel.
这个亚他利亚就是亚哈和耶洗别的女儿。
You know, Jezebel was the evil lady that caused Israelite to worship Baal.
这个耶洗别就是非常恶的这个皇后，使以色列人敬拜巴利。
So you look at that, how she died tragically, not tragically, how he died so terribly.
那我们可以看到这个耶洗别是如何的惨死。
He was thrown down from the top floor and dashed on the floor.
他从这个高处被推下来，然后就摔死。
And then, people wasn't able to bury her.
众人没办法去埋葬她。
Jezebel, the whole body, the flesh has been eaten.
因为他的身，他的肉被狗吃了。
So you see that Ahaliah was the daughter of Jezebel.
我们看到亚他利亚就是耶洗别的女儿。
And you can see that why he was so evil.
我们可以看到他如何的恶。
Look at the same chapter, verse 18.
我们看同一章的十八节。
18.
十八节。
And all people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They thoroughly broke in peace its altar and image and killed Matan and the priest of Baal before the altar and the priest appointed officer over the house of the Lord.
十八节，于是国民都到巴利庙拆毁了庙，打碎坛和像，又在坛前将巴利的祭司马坦杀了。祭司耶和耶大派官看守耶和华的殿。
So this Ahaliah
这个亚他利亚
he wasn't a god worshipper
他不是敬拜神的。
He has very bad influence, not only just on the husband, and also on the grandson as well.
他是
He has a bad influence. She influenced the husband to worship idol.
他影响他的丈夫去拜偶像。
And also, he caused the her son, the
他也使他的儿子
to worship idol.
他也使他的儿子去拜偶像。
And this king's son, king, Ahaziah was killed by Jehoshaphat.
这个亚哈谢就被这个耶户杀了。
So you can see, he turned God's people to worship idol.
他使这个神的百姓来敬拜偶像。
So when she knew that her whole family had been destroyed, or the kingdom had been destroyed by Jehoshaphat.
那当他知道他的所有的家人和这个王国都被耶户要被杀了。
Maybe that's at the time that she had this notion that I want to take power for this kingdom, the Judah kingdom.
她可能有这个想法，就是要掌权这个犹大国。
At least that this kingdom I can control, so continue to worship idol.
那至少我可以掌权这个犹大国，使大家拜偶像。
So you see that this lady Ahaliah was a wicked woman.
这个亚他利亚是一个非常恶的女人。
And he did not do any good at all.
她没有做什么善事。
So we look at this, another character.
我们来看另外一个人物。耶和耶大。
Jehoshaphat was the wife of the high priest Jehoiada.
耶和耶大是这个大祭司的老公。大祭司的老婆。
So that's why they work together.
这就是为什么他们一起合作。
Look at that second Chronicle chapter 22.
我们看历代志下二十二章。
Second Chronicle chapter 22.
历代志下二十二章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
And because if you look at Second Chronicles chapter 22 and 23, here give her more detail about what happened at the time.
如果我们看历代志下二十二和二十三章，这边有讲到更细节的事。
Look at verse 11.
我们看十一节。
Second Chronicles chapter 2, chapter 22, verse 11.
历代志下二十二章十一节。
But Jehoshaphat and the daughter of king took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons, who were being murdered, and put him and his lords in a bedroom. So Jehoshaphat, the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada, the priest, for she was the sister of Ahaziah.Hide him from Ahaliah so that she did not kill him.
十一节，但王的女儿约示巴将亚哈谢的儿子约阿斯从那被杀的王子中偷出来，把他和他的乳母都藏在卧房里。约示巴是约兰王的女儿亚哈谢的妹子，祭司耶和耶大的妻。她收藏约阿斯，躲避亚他利亚，免得被杀。
So you see that this lady is so incredible in a way that she stood firm in the truth.
她这个约示巴是非常的伟大，因为她捍卫这个真理。
And she stood by the king's sons.
她跟这个王的儿子站在一起。
She risked her life to support the king's sons.
她冒着生命危险来保护这个王的儿子。
Why he support the king's sons?
为什么他要支持这个王的儿子？
Why she saved his life?
为什么他约示巴要拯救他的生命呢？
Actually, that That's the doing of God.
啊，因为这是神的作为。
Jehoshaphat, it was used by God.
啊，约示巴是受神重用。
God want to overthrow this wicked woman.
啊，这个神想要推翻这个恶的女人。
Because what she did wasn't the will of God.
因为她所做的不是神的旨意。
And don't forget that the kingdom of Judah is the kingdom of David.
啊，我们只要知道这个犹大国是这个大卫的王国。
And God want His kingdom remain forever.
啊，神想要他的王国啊持续到永远。
God make a promise to David.
神应许这个大卫。
Your kingdom will be forever.
啊，你的啊王国会啊一直持续到永远。
Of course, that's in a message given by God to David, that's have this spiritual prefiguration.
啊，当然这个啊，神给大卫的讯息有这个属灵上的意义。
Look at the second Samuel.
我们看啊，撒母耳记下。
Second Samuel.
啊，撒母耳记下。
Second Samuel chapter 7.
啊，撒母耳记下第七章。
And Second Samuel chapter eight to we look at from verse 8 onward.
我们从第八节开始。
Second Samuel chapter 7 from 8 onward.
撒母耳记下第七章第八节。
Second Samuel chapter 7 verse 8.
撒母耳记下第七章第八节。
Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, the say the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep to be ruler over my people, over Israel. 9. I have been with you whenever you have gone, have cut off all your enemies from before you, and made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are on earth.Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel. Will plant them, and there may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Not shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more, as previously. 11. Since the time that I commanded judge to be over, my people Israel have caused you to rest from all your enemy. Also, the Lord tell you.That he will make you a house. 12. And when your days are fulfilled and you rest with your father, I will set up your seat after you, who will come from your body. I will establish his kingdom. 13. He shall build a house for my name. I will establish the throne, his kingdom forever. 14. I will be his father. He shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of man, with the blood of the sons of man. 15. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I will move from before you. 16. Your house and your kingdom shall be established forever, before you and your throne shall be established forever. 17. According to all these words, according to allThis reason, so Nathan spoke to David. So here there's a message given from Nathan, the prophet, to David.
啊，这个是神借着啊拿单所要告诉大卫的话。
So if you understand that, you know why God stepped in when the king's sons were being killed.
所以这个神就介入因为王的儿子被杀。
You know the reason why he stepped in.
我们就知道为什么神要介入。
Because this Jehoshaphat only saved one king's sons.
因为耶和耶大只救了一个王的儿子。
If this king's son was killed,
如果这个王的儿子被杀，
all the king David's offspring are gone.
所有大卫的子孙就灭绝。
We know that our Savior Jesus Christ came from the line of David.
我们知道耶稣是从这个大卫的子孙而生的。
So that's why that the real God is to establish its kingdom forever.
因为这个神的旨意是要这个王国一直持续到永远。
So that's why he won't allow this lady to kill all the king's sons.
所以他就不要亚他利亚杀了所有王的儿子。
So you can see here, mention 13.
我们看到十三节。
It said after you die.
你死后。
Was 12.
十二节。
It said that I shall build a house for my name.
我要为我的名建立。
And I will establish thrones of his kingdom forever.
那我要永远建立你的王国。
Spiritually speaking, refer to the true church or refer to the kingdom of God on earth.
这个属灵上的意思就是指着真教会，也就是指着这个神的国度在地上的国度。
You know when Jesus Christ came.
当耶稣再临。
And then he established the kingdom of God on earth.
他就建立了神的王国在地上。
We know that Jesus' kingdom is a long lasting forever.
我们知道耶稣的王国是永远的。
It's the kingdom of God.
是神的王国。
And his kingdom on earth will be forever.
他在地上的王国也是永远。
They refer to his church.
也就是教会。
Not until the time that when Christ come again to receive his bride and back to heaven.
当耶稣再临来娶他的妻子，那回去天国。
And this church of God still on earth.
这个神的教会仍然在地上。
To save people.
为了拯救人。
So you can see this is so significant that why God saved the king's sons.
那这就是为什么神要拯救这个王的儿子。
And there's another message we can learn from.
那还有另外一个讯息我们可以学习。
That no one can go against the will of God.
没有任何人可以去反对这个神的旨意。
Anyone want to establish their own kingdom, apart from the will of God, or not the will of God, God will, destroy them.
如果有人要建立他自己的国度而去反对神的旨意的话，神就会灭绝他。
And another aspect we can learn from.
另外一个角度我们可以去想的。
The devil power cannot be well against or to overcome the kingdom of God.
这个魔鬼的势力没办法大过这个神王国的势力。
Or another way that we can see that the kingdom of God on earth, the true church, will be well.
那我们这个在地上的神的王国，也就是真教会会得胜。
Even though the devil will try to use all means form or all means way to walk in the church.
这个魔鬼会用各种的手段来侵入这个教会。
We call it a spiritual battle.
我们就说这个是灵战。
The devil tried to kill all his God's offspring.
那魔鬼就想要把那些神的儿女给杀了。
Meaning to tempt them away and to follow the world.
就是使他们在这个世界上堕落。
And then eventually that's to be part of the world.
那就最后成为这个世界的一部分。
To die in sin.
在最终死去。
So that is the plan of the devil.
这就是魔鬼的计谋。
But we know that for those who remain loyal to God.
可是那些对神忠心的。
Those who still stand firm in the truth.
那些坚立在真理里的。
Still they follow the way of God.
仍然遵守神的道理的。
God will preserve his kingdom, preserve his church, preserve his people.
神就会保护他的人民，保护他的教会，保护他的国度。
We look at Matthew chapter 16.
我们看马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
From 18.
十八节。
Matthew chapter 16 was 18.
马太福音十六章十八节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
马太福音十六章十八节。
And I also say to you that you are Peter. On this rock I will build my church. The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
十八节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在你这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
So here does is when Jesus Christ talk to Peter.
啊，这是当耶稣跟彼得说话。
And he told him something that's very profound.
啊，他讲到一个非常重要的事。
He talked about that the thing would be done in the future at that time.
啊，他讲到之后要发生的事。
That God will establish the apostolic church on earth.
啊，就是神会建立这个使徒教会在这个地上。
But he mentioned that on this rock.
他说在这磐石上。
Why the kingdom so firm?
啊，为什么这个王国那么坚立呢
？Why our faith so strong?
啊，为什么我们的信心坚固呢
？Why we have this loyal heart or faithful heart?
为什么我们有这个忠心呢
？Because God built us on this rock.
啊，因为神把我们建造在这个磐石上。
This rock refers to the truth.
啊，这个磐石就是真理。
The truth just once have been given to us.
啊，这就是赐给我们的真理。
Once, just once.
啊，就是从前给我们的真理。
And we build on this rock.
啊，我们在这磐石上被建立。
On the foundation of Jesus Christ.
啊，也就是耶稣为房角石。
That will make us strong and loyal to God.
啊，这就使我们啊能够对神忠心。
Because we can see the scheme of the devil.
我们可以看到这个啊魔鬼的计谋。
And then we know what to do.
那我们就可以知道要做什么。
We are not afraid.
我们就不会害怕。
We know that we are fighting a spiritual battle.
我们知道我们有灵战。
But we see that God on our side.
可是我们看见神在我们这边。
Do we?
哦，我们有这样吗
？Are we on the side of God?
哦，我们有站在神那一边吗
？So that's something we need to ask ourselves.
啊，所以我们必须这样子问自己。
Why does the Jehoiada the high priest was so strong?
啊，为什么这个约和约大啊那么坚，那么有勇气
？Because he had God on his side.
啊，因为神跟他在一起。
Initially, he only a high priest.
啊，一刚开始，他就是个大祭司。
And the law of how so weak. The people that don't go, they do not go to the house of the law.
啊，那不敬拜神的人非常的软弱。
And so weak.
啊，他们很软弱。
And but why he was able to gain support.
那他如何得到这个支持呢
？We look at the second chronicle.
我们看历代志下啊二十三章。
23
啊二十三章。
You know those is come to help him, not help him to walk with him.
啊那些啊来支持他的人。
Oh, look at that. Look at verse 1, 23 verse 1.
我们看第一节。
23 verse 1. In the 7 years, Jehoiada strengthened himself and made a covenant with the captain of the hundred, Azariah, the son of Jeroham, and Ismael, and the son of Jehoahala, Azariah, the son of Obed, and so on and so forth. Five captains, yeah?And they went throughout Judah and gathered the Levite from the city of Judah, the chief father of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. And three, they all assembly made a covenant with the king in the house of God. He said to them, Behold, the king's son shall reign, as the Lord has said of the sons of David. So can you see why he was strong?
那我们可以看到他是如何的刚强。
And was one he mentioned that he strengthened himself.
啊，第一节讲到啊，耶和耶大奋勇自强。
Because he hold on to the faith.
啊，因为他有信心。
Because he rely on God.
啊，因为他靠神。
In terms of you know, When the evil one was in power,
啊，当这个恶者掌权，
he did not choose to stand by that evil lady.
啊，他并没有啊站在这个啊恶的女人旁边。
He chose to stand to remain loyal to God.
他啊决定要啊啊对神忠心。
To become the light of the people in the darkness.
啊，使他成为这个在黑暗中啊人民的曙光。
We know the high priest that the priests have the duty to give the law to the people.
那啊，这个啊，大祭司有这个责任要将这个律法给这个百姓。
The Mosaic law.
啊，这个摩西五经给这个百姓。
They have the duty that to teach people to worship the true God.
啊，他们有这个责任要去啊教导百姓真理。
So from this chapter 23 account, we can see that he hold on to his duty, his faith or his commission.
啊，他在二十三节我们就可以看到他啊就啊坚固自己的信心和自己的啊责任。
So here mentioned that he strengthened himself.
啊，这边讲到他奋勇自强。
Meaning that he do his best.
啊，表示他啊做他能做的。
He do what he can.
他啊。尽力。
But why he was able to do what he can?
啊，当他做他能做的时候呢
？Because he have God.
啊，因为他有神。
God motivated him.
啊，神啊啊激励他。
So today, does the church need to be prosper?
啊，今天这个啊教会要繁荣。
But we need more people like Jehoiada.
啊，我们必须要有人跟啊更多人像耶和耶大一样
，have this self realization
啊，有这样的啊认知。
He knew that how important he was at the time
啊，他知道他自己多重要。
He knew that the people that actually rely on him
啊，他知道这个百姓啊依靠他。
He need to be the beacon of the light
嗯，他必须做这个啊曙光。
So that's why he strengthened himself. He could not, you know, weaken himself.
啊，这也是为什么他奋勇自强，他没有使自己啊软弱。
So he did what to do. He make a covenant with the captains.
啊，他就跟这个这个
captain
百夫长立约。
But we know that I'm sure that all the captains are Levites.
哦，我相信这个啊，这些百夫长都是利未人。
Because later on he said that he went out Judah and gathered the Levi, all the city of Judah.
啊，这边后来又讲到从犹大各城招聚利未人。
And also the chief father of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem.
还有以色列的众族长来到耶路撒冷。
So he knew what to do. He knew what to do. Yeah.
啊，他知道他要做什么。
Because these all are the important persons.
因为这些都是重要的人。
They are good people who follow the law.
啊，他们都是啊遵守神道理。
When he showed them the way.
那啊就教他们要怎么做。
Because at the time that they thought that all the kings are dead.
因为那个时候他们觉得整个王国都死了。
So they got no other way, no other plan, just let this lady continue to be in power.
啊，他们没有任何的计划，就使这个啊亚他利亚持续做王。
So later we can see that.
那之后我们可以看到。
And they make covenant.
啊，在这个立约。
Was three.
啊，第三节。
They make two covenant.
啊，他们立了两个约。
Then all assembly make a covenant with the king in the house of God, and he said to them, "Behold, the king's son shall reign as the Lord has said, the son of David."
啊，第三节，会众在神殿里与王立约，耶和耶大对他们说：“看哪、啊，王的儿子必当作王，正如耶和华指着大卫子孙所应许的话。”
We look at this, come back to Second King chapter 11.
我们翻回来啊，这个历代啊列王记下第十一章。
And here mentioned, they make covenant.
啊，这边讲到他们立约。
And look at verse 4, see any differences?
啊，我们看第四节。
In the 7 years, Jehoiada sent and brought the captain of 100 of the bodyguard and escort and brought them into the house of the Lord to him. He made a covenant with them and took oath from them in the house of the Lord, sold them the king's son, took oath in the house of the Lord.
第四节，第七年，耶和耶大打发人叫加利人和护卫兵的众百夫长来，领他们进了耶和华的殿，与他们立约，使他们在耶和华殿里起誓，又将王的儿子指给他们看。
So this make a covenant not with the king but with God.
他们不是跟王立约，是跟神立约。
And to show their loyalty to God.
显示他们对神的忠心。
They need to show their loyalty by supporting this king.
他们必须对王忠心来服侍，来支持这个王。
So you see, there's a way that how they the high priest reconciled them with God.
这就是耶和耶大如何使他众人与神和好。
Because they need to first reconcile with God.
因为他们必须要先跟神和好。
Make a covenant.
来立约。
So they need to abandon their idol worship. Why the idol worship?
他们必须来放弃他们的这个拜偶像。
So today we say that we have make a covenant with God.
今天我们跟神立约。
We're in the new covenant.
我们现在在新约。
So we need to abandon any thing that we have practiced before, which is not the will of God, or not in line with the teaching of God.
那我们要放弃之前所有违背神教导的事。
So that we can be used by God, or to be loyal with God.
那我们就可以被神所用，而且可以对神忠心。
So you see that this high priest have the wisdom of God.
我们看到这个大祭司有神的智慧。
Because he merely was the servant of God.
因为他是神的仆人。
He turned people's heart to back to God first.
他把众人的心回转向神。
And showed them that this is the king's sons.
那就把这个王指示给他们。
And then show them the right way to do.
指示他们要做当做的事。
And on that Sabbath,
那从那一天。
And ask them, what to do.
那就
tell them what to do.
那就告诉他们要做什么。
And then on that Sabbath, he crowned the king.
那就在那就在那个时候就高这个王。
So you see that how people loyal to God.Start from the top.
我们就看到这个众人对神的忠心是从上而来。
From the high priest.
从大祭司。
And the couple.
这对夫妻。
They are God-fearing. They are God-fearing couple.
他们是敬畏神的夫妻。
They stick to their belief.
他们坚守自己的信心。
So today, that marriage is very important for all the youth.
今天这个婚姻对所有的青年都是非常的重要。
We mentioned that marrying the law is very important.
我们知道要在主内联婚。
What's more important is that we need to be a godly couple.
那我们必须要成为这个敬畏神的人的夫妻。
So marrying the law and plus become a godly couple.
在主内联婚，然后成为敬畏神的夫妻。
So we can be the pillar of the church.
那我们可以成为这个教会的柱石。